Okay, I'm sorry, I was joining a few minutes late. I apologize. The sheet that's double-sided from this week is essentially the same as last week. It just rearranged a little bit so we can follow this, the flow of the sugi better. I started last time with the Rambam, got as far as discussing that. We jumped ahead right away to discuss about Masachah B'Kuvia as applies to the lottery situations. This time, I think to get it much more clearly, Be'ez Hashem, I think the way to go is from the Sugya Zagamara, to see the two shitas there and advance step by step from that. I think the discussion will be more organized and easier to follow. The second sheet is a tangent that came up while we were reading the Rambam last week. A valid ha'ara, which deserved a good answer, which last week I didn't give an answer. So that we'll if we get to it, we'll spend time with that. And if we're not, at least you'll take it home for homework. Okay, let's start with the double-sided sheet, which has a number one on the bottom, page one, that starts on top with just a header and a chav dalet on base. Okay, this is where the sugya starts. The sugya we were talking about was about Masachah B'Kuvia, and particularly how it applies nowadays to gambling and to lotteries in Eretz Yisrael, more so, less of an issue in the Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah says over there, Elohim Masulim, the following people are pasul for Edus Midrabanan. And the Gemara over there explains that those things are only Drabanans. HaMasachah B'Kuvia, V'amalva B'Ribis, Matricha Yainim, V'Seich Reshvias. Right now, we're only going to talk really about Masachah B'Kuvia, people that are playing with dice or chips or other such types of gambling. Mavi B'Ribis, Matricha Yainim, V'Seich Reshvias are also awesome in Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, B'Zman, She'ein Lehem Umnas Elohu. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah over there says that this Isser by Masachah B'Kuvia only applies when he has no other profession or business other than this. And this one, the only thing he does is gamble. So that's when he's going to be posuliatus. The Gemara right away. And then Rashi, let's see the Rashi over there quoted in that first paragraph. Rashi says, when it doesn't have Umnas Elohu, if gambling itself doesn't apostle him, why, when he has nothing else besides this, is he apostle? So Raja says, "Dehoyel ve'ein asukim b'yeshuva shel olam," since he's not doing anything constructive in the world, "ein b'kiyum b'tiv dinim u'masamatan," neither are they educated in halacha and dinim, nor maso maton in proper business liability, responsibility. V'einan yirei chet. The combination of those two creates it a hefkeris of just live it up and have a good time kind of attitude. And v'einan yirei chet, they don't have yirei chet. And therefore, a person like that is puzzle eidos. So Rashi says it's not the mischach itself, but if when a person, that's all he does is have fun and games his whole life, he becomes now Yorei Chet. He doesn't live with liability and responsibility. He lives with just fooling around and having a good time. And then the person could also come to say, Chas V'Shalom Eder Sheker. And who knows what other affairs too. Obligation of Shalom, who is Sheker? Right? Sort of get what?
It has to be these three combinations. If the guy's like, let's say he's independently wealthy because he inherited a gazillion dollars from his father.
Right.
And he lives a life of fun and games, but he doesn't do this. He's not possible eggs, right? Even though he's not your estate,
According to Rashi's explanation, that'll still be true. I didn't quote the Gemara over here in Kedushin, but the Gemara in Kedushin, at the very end of the first parak, says that Kol She'enu Isaac lo be mishma v'lo v'tamo v'lo be derech eretz there being business. He's not involved in learning, not a visible business. As Einam in a Yishuv, and the Gemara over there says that you should be misrachi from him and have nothing to do with such a person, whether he's a zillionaire or not. I'm an olive. I didn't bring it down here, but the Gemara over here says, like you should matter hanoa to ask yourself to have anything to do with him. Shnemar of Moshe Blazin Layash of Moshe Moshavu Moshav Leitzim with him is just living a life of Moshav Leitzim. The fact that he's a heir to a fortune only breeds that kind of life and.
It didn't say
it's Yishuv. According to Rashi's explanation, it should be so. Take a look at any these papers with all the scandals about these kind of people, and you'll see. Well, you know that they're called Dover Asar Pishav Eilam. That's their way of life: eat and drink and make merry. Okay. So that is the Mishnah. Gemara right away asks a Shaila. Masachah b'kuvya, Mike Ovid. Akasha. Why should Masachah b'kuvya? Because he plays games. Okay. According to Tanakhama, when he's Yeshla Umas Elohu, so he's a professional person or businessman, and he's responsible, and he you know, provides for his family, etc. And when he has time off, he likes to do this gambling business. So what's so bad? So Gemara has two shitas. Amram Yerucham Mishum Dehavi Asmachta. And Rashi Teish Asmachta Hanu Dover De Eino Nostein Lo Midaitai. Not something that it's something he didn't really want to give. Ela Soimich Al Dover She'eino. Relies on something which really is not so, but he's relying on that reckoning, that figuring, that imagining that he's going to for sure be able to pick the winner and be Mansliach. The server should yachal and atzeach, upamish ben azchal. So he thought he was going to win, and therefore the commitment to pay in case I lose he didn't really mean seriously. And then to his surprise and chagrin, he ends up losing, and he has to give the money which he never really meant to. That's asmachta. Asmachta meaning he was soimich on it not never coming to pass. But asmachta l'kani is uptrashi v'havalei ke'ein gzeila biyadei. Ke'ein gzeila, we'll see. Rashi says elsewhere. If you turn the page over here, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, just for this to jump ahead, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah in the middle, the place where it says Rosh Hashanah, Eliyam Sulu Masachah Bekuvya, V'omer Rabbanan, Asmach Lo Kanya, V'harehin Gazlana Mid Rabbanan. It's only Gazlana Mid Rabbanan, De Bereisa, Ein Okari Gazlana Lo Chayte Miyad Ish Kelsiyah, V'yuzo Zechlis Miyad Mitzri. Not a actual robber or thief in a very gross terms. And therefore, that kind of a psul deraisa won't be here, but still it's going to be possible midrabanan because it's a gazlam midivrayim. That's how Rabbi Rechama teaches. The pshat in the Tanakhama, why it's possible because he's a gazlam derabanan midivrayim, because of spach lo kanya. Of sheishes amar. Now the words that are underlined is the gears that we have, and most beforeshim have most of shadim. But as I noted afterwards, the gra on the side of the page says that those seven words are not the gears of the Rambam. The Rambam didn't have those seven words of the Gemara. But the reading words of the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes Amar, Kol Kei Gavda Lavas Baktahi. Rav Sheshes disagrees in principle and says no. Not like Rav Muhammad that says gambling has an element of a smakta to it. No, this is not a smakta at all. And the reason is going to be also completely different. Why is it not asmachtos? Rashi tells us. Rashi, what would be asmachtos? I mean, something that I'm giving myself to rely upon something and not really having, therefore, a commitment to Gemiras Das to make his chayvus, and therefore you get into a problem with asmachtos or kanyas gezel. When would that be? Kagon. Let's skip that case over there because that's problematic. Tos has issues with that. Kagon, mashlish es shtaro, to get pashut. Mashlish Ashtaro is a case that you have a star that I owe you $1,000. I pay you up $500, and you ask me, what about the rest? I say, I'll tell you what. Give me an extra 2 weeks, and I'll come up with an extra $200, extra $500. And if not, I'll give you back the whole star, and you could go and recollect me for the entire thing. In the meantime, we're going to put an escrow by a third party. That's mashlish, give it to a shlish, to a third party. And I tell him that if I pay him back in 2 weeks, then you give the star to me. If I don't pay him in 2 weeks, you give the star back to him, to the malva, and I'll be at his mercy that he'll let him collect me again. I'll really be machai myself. But I was saying, for sure I'm going to be able to do that. I figured I have all kinds of plans how I'm going to make this money in 2 weeks' time. and therefore I figure it's never going to come to pass that I'm going to fail, and he's going to have to, he's going to get the extra his chaimas. To samech al kozeh the biyadal ases umreisha kimasti. Therefore, originally when he entered this understanding, this commitment, he really had in mind that he's never going to pay up because he figured for sure I'll be able to comply with the rules. The Taiva Savishly Yavlikach. He figured Rashul never come into it, although that ended up being a toast, being incorrect. But over here by this case of gambling, Rav Sheshes is arguing Rav Muhammad, so this is not a case of Asmakta. If a person is thinking rashly and clear headedly, he knows when you're betting, I might win, I might lose. In fact, the probabilities are against winning. But at best, they're 50-50 if you want one person against another one person. Either I'm going to win, you're going to win. There's no way to really know, even though I practice and I think I know it. But you also practice, you also don't know what to do. And therefore, since you don't really know whether I'm going to win or lose, v'afilo hachi asni, and still I made this commitment, I might be a chess champion by playing against another chess champion. Who's going to know for sure who's going to win? Or anytime you have two people of similar, there's no game against a champion going against a kid, right? That's not even a challenge. Talk about when there's a game where there is some equality between the two. So I don't know, he notzach, he lo notzach. But filo hori asni, and still he made the commitment to say, if I lose, I give the money to you. If you lose, you give the money to me. Shmami no de misveka asti gomra makni. That must be because he wasn't relying and counting on anything. It was nothing to count on or rely on. Ella was, I'm taka willing to give the money over. That's the game. That's the fun. That's the excitement of it. V'lav gzeila here, therefore, that not an issue of gzeila at all. So Sheish is therefore saying that when you have nothing to be taila, to rely on and count on a figure that's never going to come to pass, in that kind of case, you have no issue of smachta, and it's not an issue of gzeila whatsoever. Ella, rather than instead, why is it possible according to Rabbanan, even if you do have another Asik? Because you have no other Asik, which is what Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah. So Gemara goes ahead, but I didn't bring the whole rest of the sugya, and says that according to Rav Sheshes, when Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama, he's explaining the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda is a parish of the Tanakhama, there is no machlok Tanoim. Rami Ruchama says, no, it's two different opinions in the Mishnah, Tanakhama versus Rabbi Yehuda, and I'm explaining the Pshat Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda would be arguing on that. Would be, if you have some other profession or business, some other livelihood, and you just gamble on the side, according to Rabbi Ruchama, will still be puzzled because of Gazlan. According to Rabbi Rav Sheshes, it'll only be puzzled when he has nothing else that he's doing, but when he does, then he's still a Yarechet, and he's still a responsible individual, and he will not be Vasileus. That's the Sugya Zagamara, Machlaikas between Roy Bracham and Rav Sheshes Pshat in the Rabbanan, and Agav that also, Machlaikas, whether Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Rabbanan or explaining the Rabbanan.
What category would a professional gambler be?
Ein la'umnus elahu.
He does that as an umnus.
Ein la'umnus elahu, that's all he does. That's all he does. He doesn't have anything worthwhile in the world he's doing. So his whole life is fun and games. His whole life is a play.
I know of someone. I heard of someone that he must be on the internet. You can play poker or something like that.
I'm sure you could.
And he does that for a living. Poker on the internet.
It's interesting living. I mean, there's guys that go to Atlanta City for a living also, but most other people are living off of him. I mean, it may be right now he's having a lucky streak, but I wouldn't want to bet too much on him in the end.
You may be asking that this fellow has a certain cough in mind. It's not a question of what Rashi says.
If it's something that, it's not really a question about him. He's a question about the person that he's playing against. If the person that he's playing against, who's going the way that a person is a gazlan is when he takes the money from the other person that lost. When a person loses himself, he's not a gazlan. So it's the other person that lost. Now the other person, if he's just coming over here, just trying his luck, right? So he has nothing to be slamed upon. That's what we assume over here. Now, if it's something that there's a reasonable, not Mr. Goss, but a reasonable reason to think that Itaka know how to do it better.
He has a system.
So then you get more of a problem with Smach Lekani, and then it's not time to become the Inyev Gezel. If he's the one that's smart and everyone else is not smart, so he's not a Gezlan. Just when he loses and they take it from him, then they become Gezlan. Because he does it. But okay, let's get a story.
I mean, is the issue that this profession is a worthless profession, or is it right. Smach
Lekani? I mean, there's two different issues over here. One is the issue whether it's Smach Lekani Lo Kani. That's the Klesha Mishpatik Shaila, whether it's Gezel. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan says the issue of Gezel over here, and Rabbi Sheshit says there's no issue of Gezel over here. So that's the Machlaikas and Hills Gzela, whether it's Smach Lekani Midrabanan, whether we consider this to be a lack of Gemira's Das, and there's the issue of Gzela. That's the Machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Sheshit. Parsha is the way we read the Sugya. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda that comes along and says that even if there's no issue of Gezel, a person on Ozib Yeshua Shal Eilam is not doing anything worthwhile in the world, it's just life is made out of fun and games, then he's not a Yorichet, as Raja teaches it, and therefore he's possible Eidus Mirabonim. Doesn't mean there's any issue of doing it. That's a separate issue. So Rambam says on that there is an issue of doing it. Is there issue of, even if there's no issue of Gezel, it's still wrong to spend your life doing fun and games and Dvarim B'Talim. And that was a question, we'll just take up this to be to the tangent right now. That's the second page I gave up, which has the title on top of it, a one-sided page of Isser Gezel, Isser Eisim B'Dvarim B'Talim, where the Rambam says that even when there's no Gezel, for instance, Gezel Devrayim, he says, does not apply, we're dealing with Goyim. And therefore, there's no Isser of Gezel of it. But of a Yesh Bo Isser of Eisim B'Dvarim B'Talim, either things that are actually constructive in the world. Be an engineer, be a garbage collector, be an accountant, be a doctor, be a musician. Do something that's worthwhile in the world. But over here, just gambling is not anything worthwhile. As not diri chachma, and therefore it's an isser of aisib b'dvarim b'talim. So Rav Herschel asked last week, Rambam's talking about Isser. Rambam's halachadika safer. It's not just, saying it's not nice. What is the Isser over here because of the Dvarim B'Talim? It was a valid question he asked last week, and I don't want to spend the whole rest of this year going over this. I gave you all the Rambam Gemaras here in front of you. But my answer is that there's an Isser called Ma'ishav Leisim L'Yashav, that he's mamish a Ma'ishav Leisim. Ma'ishav Leisim, I show you over here in the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim, up and down, talk about applications of the concept of Moshe Leitzim. And the concept of Moshe Leitzim has got nothing to do with comedy. It's not even got to do with cynicism, which is a kind of Leitzonis. But it's being kovei a person's self for nothing, for sitting down and doing nothing, for playing cards, for playing, wasting time. Anything that has no value of itself is a Moshe Leitzim. Theaters, stadiums, entertainments, which are popular, especially in America, whole culture, is a lot of Moshe Leitzim. And Arichas right now discuss the concept of it is beyond the scope of this year right now. One place I found black and white Mefurish is in Sefer Reishis Chachma, which I brought next to last paragraph, that says that it's the Masachim Lekuvia goes into this category of what the Gemara calls Moshe Leitzim. The Gemara is in about a Zohar, it's coded on top. And the Gemara over there says that the pasuk beginning of Tillim, the first pasuk of Tillim says, "Ashri Yeshu L'Holam Atzal Shoshayim Derem Chodayim Amud Moshe Avleitzim Mal Yashem Kima Torah Zerim Chavtzai." Vosarosu Yegav Omolayla. So Ashri is a person that doesn't go to Moshe Leitzim. So such a person is going to be Vosarosu Yegav Omolayla Vosarosu Zerim Chavtzai. That person is B'Tayra, but a person that is B'Moshe Leitzim won't be Isaac B'Tayra. Halamadata Shadvaram Halalam Mevi'im As Adam Medei B'Tal Tayra. So what does it mean? It's maybe as autumn today, Bittul Torah. They're Bittul Torah. It's a waste of time. So Ramesha explains in the Igros Maisha, the Pshat of the Gemara, which I think is Pashat Pshat of the Gemara, means it's not just for the 2 hours that a person's over there wasting his time gambling or watching a football game or whatever it might be. That's Dvarim Ha'Elam. But Dvarim Ha'Elam, maybe as autumn today, Bittul Torah, means they'll bring him to a person that he'll stop learning Torah, period. Not that 2 hours he's not going to learn. But he's going to get so much into sports or so much into gambling, or so much into whatever kind of entertainment and having a good time, that's going to become now his, what I do in my spare time, what I do when I'm exhausted, come home from a day's work. I don't say, you know, let me take a bite and run to get a harusa. I have to go watch the football game. I have to go play cards. I have to go now and relax and have a good time. And that means that the rest of my whole life, much of my time that otherwise I would be spending learning Torah, is going to be lo rak bazman hazeh, el shagorim liyos bato legamri mi ha-Torah kibufur shalom. That's shot in the Gemara. And the Gemara we just read in Rosh Hashanah, I didn't put it over here on the sheet, but it's mamash, it should be here. The Gemara over here in Kedushin, daf mem aleph amud aleph, the last line in the first parak of Kedushin, says, on this person, that's eno oisek, lo b'mikro, lo b'mish, lo b'derech eretz, then dur ha-noah ha-menu, be meidur ha-noah from him, stay away from him, shenemar, u'v'moshav leitzim lo yashav, u'moshavo moshav leitzim. He is a moshav leitzim, Nick. And that's our mazache b'kuv, it's a ferish of Gemara. I should have quoted that Gemara. I missed that one when I was reading up the sheet this afternoon. I was rushing. Okay, anyway, that's the Marim Bakum. And one of the Marim Bakum, if you want to just scribble it down, there's another Igris Maisha, Yoredea Chelo Gimel Simon Ayan Aleph. Yoredea Gimel Ayan Aleph. He has a whole tshuva over there about the American concept of having a good time, which it was not a Musaq that he grew up with back in the old country. But nowadays it's an ideal. We used to say what? Chela Gimel Siman Ayin Aleph. When you say goodbye to someone and he's going somewhere, you used to say Nu Zay Gesund. Should be Gesund. That's why Yiddish Avenger talks nowadays. Hope you have a good time, right? Good time now becomes more important than being Gesund. Anyway, it's a different musug, a different kind of shmooze. But I hear you have the Marma comes about Moshe Leitzim. That, I believe, is the pshat. And the Rambam says, an Isser Isay B'Dvarim B'Teilim means he's kavei himself. Not just he needs whatever, the person needs a real exaction once in a while. But he's kavei. That becomes now an ikker. I need to sit over here, and every Sunday afternoon, I would spend 4 hours watching this team and that team go and Dvarim B'Teilim. Okay, anyway, that's just my tshuva to your shot last week. Okay, let's get back over here to our sugya. So we have a machlekes now between Rayim Bracham and Rav Sheshes, about whether this over here of Gezel Midevrehem, which was our theme that we're working right now on, Gezel Midrabanim. And Rayim Bracham says we get into that over here by Mazacha Bekovya, and Rav Sheshes says that we don't. The Gemara goes on two pages later in Daf Chavavo and Beis, quoted by Tosis in the next paragraph over here. The Gemara says, "On Ravu Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda." So, if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing and saying it's only usher, it's only possible for Edus if he has no other business besides that, but otherwise it's not possible because there's no really isser in it. That would seem to say that we're paskening that there's no isser of being masachah b'kufya, and as long as you're a responsible member of society and your person's either learning or working and doing something worthwhile, if you want a Sunday afternoon to go gamble at the slots machines, perfectly okay. And there, that's what Toz there says in Erevin. Mikan mashma d'shari l'schay b'kuvya, that is mutter, therefore, to go, because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that is mutter. And in Shulchan Aruch, in two places, in Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Shin Ayin and Simon Rei Zayin, the Ramah explains that is the minig like that opinion, that it's mutter, which is poskening, either like Rav Sheshes, and saying that even the Rabbanon don't argue with Rabbi Yehuda on that, or like Rami Bar Chama, that the Rabbanon would hold that it's Gezel, but we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's not Gezel. So the bottom line, whether the Rabbanon argue or not, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, so it no longer matters what Pshat and Rabbanon is, and therefore there's no question, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Usher. It's only possible if it's anyways umnus elahu, and that means there's no isser of Gezel over here, and that means there's mutter to do. The Ramah in Simon Reish Zion qualifies different cases of the degree of whether you have something to be samech on or not something to be samech on, but when you when it's really a matter of the spin of the dice or the draw of the cards, then it's a matter of pure luck and mazel or a lottery ticket. Then you have nothing with Samir Khan, and there's no Isser of Gezel on that. There's no issue of Gasmachta, and therefore that is Mutter. I'll just tell you, the Ramah never says that it's Mutter. The Ramah says that Yesh Omer that it's Mutter, and Noigim that it's Mutter, and Kfar Pasha HaMinig that it's Mutter. Right, he comments and he accepts the fact that the minig is to be makel. There is another place in Orach Chaim where the Ramah himself says that it's usher. It doesn't mean necessarily that he likes it, but there is an opinion in Rishonim like that, and that became the Unganum minig. So we can't go and say it's wrong, and say it's you want to really know what your Rosh should do. Anyway, we saw the Ramah says that the Ramah Tehillim was usher. Anyway, we saw the Chuvas Harivash. That says it's a davar mechur, a mesua, a meshukitz, a rab chalal mepila, but sumu kol haruga. It's addictive. It's destructive. Right. So anyway, a person that's really asking an eitzah teiva, stay far away from it. Don't get yourself into it. But api halacha, the Ramah is saying there's good grounds to be makel and say that it's mutter. That's possibly the shita of Tosfos, and the shita of Tosfos is also the shita of the Rosh and the Rabban and the Meiri, Mordechai. And that's a major cut of Rishonim. That seems to be Pesach of the Ramah, and therefore, Lagabi Ashkenazim, the Chol HaPachas, we should for sure say it's Mutter. Now turn the page. Page 2 of the two-sided sheet is the sheet of the Rambam. We started looking at the Rambam last week. Now we have to look at these two pieces, the two top paragraphs together. Rambam says in Hilchos Gezeilah Perek Vav Halacha Vav, well, Halacha Vav through Yud, that there is Dvarim Harbe, the Asru Chacham Mishum Gezel, and this, by the way, is verbatim the words of the Shulchan Aruch in the Chayshim Mishpat that we saw before, because Machar Pachlin straight Rambam. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are saying that there are things that are Asur Midrabanan because of Gezel Midrabanan, and amongst them is Masacha Bekuvya. Allah Yud, the Rambam says Masacha Bekuvya Ketzad. Those are people with Masacha with Eitzim or Tzroros, all kinds of different things that they are, races or fights between animals or birds or whatever it might be. Horses. And by the underlines, fourth line of that paragraph, Horeza Gezimid of Rehem. Now, Avbi Sherotzim and Bailam Lokach, even the other person concedes it. But Hoya Voloka Mamain, Chaveiro, Bechinam, Derek Schok, Vehitol, Horeza Gezel. A little bit different emphasis than Rashi. He's saying it's a Gezel because it's unearned money. It's not something you've earned that you deserve for anything that to service or consideration or value that you gave. It's just for nothing, for no real value. If someone's giving up their money, then I guess the Rambam means then you don't really have a gemiras das, or therefore you don't really have a right to it. It doesn't tell us exactly shot on that, but that's how the Rambam expresses why there's an isser over here. But he's calling it gezel midevrayim. The Ramah, the Tosfos, says that once we pass like Rav Yehuda, or like Rav Sheshes, then there is no gezel over here. This Rambam is saying that there is gezel. So as Pashas, the Brahma means that he's going to pass like the first man Amr, like Romi Rechama. Romi Rechama is pshat in the Tanakhama, and then seemingly passing like the Tanakhama, flying in the face of the fact that Gemara says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So even from the Sugas of Gemara, by the way, this Rambam alone, we have a problem how to understand pshat this Rambam. The Rambam goes on and says in that same first paragraph on page 2, Halacha Yud Aleph, but Masach B'Kuvyim Agoy, Ein Bo Isser Gezel. Now that we said there's Isser Gezel, then it's Asur Min Rabbanan, and then earlier on that same line, B'chol Kiyoz V'Doreinu Harakol Asur V'Gezel V'Devrayim. Rambam could clearly over here say there's Isser Gezel Min Rabbanan, but that Gezel is only Min Rabbanan, we don't make those Tukhanas Agavi the Goyim. And therefore, if you do the same Masach V'Guvya in Atlantic City, where Rubu de Rubu, the people that you're playing against, I assume, who've never been there, are probably Goyim, I imagine. Hope so. And assuming that's so, or Las Vegas, wherever, or Baltimore City, or New York City, nowadays you go to play slots anywhere. But Masach B'Kuvya B'Goy, Ein Bo Isser Gezel. Then there's no Isser Gezel. But still, Avayesh Bo Isser Dvar B'Telem, Shein Roy Lomi Asher Kol Lomi Dvar B'Dibri Chav Yishuv Sh'Olam. That we spoke about the concept of Moshe Leitzim. Okay, so the Rambam over here in the Hilchos Gezeilah seems to say very clearly that the Isser Gezel Midrayim applies, which seems to be possibly growing, but Chomus Pshat and the Tanakhama. directly, seemingly a stira, which the Magen Mishnah on location asks for on the Rambam. But the Rambam in Hilvos Eidos passes like Rabbi Yehuda, as our Gemara passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says Rabbi Yavo halachic Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam indeed passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam in Hilvos Eidos Perigun Alach Dalid. And amongst the list, he puts the Masachah Bekuvya. But that's only it applies to make him Pasul Eidus if he has no other business or profession. Since he's not doing anything worthwhile contributing to the world, a new curveball, I guess, a Chiddush of the Rambam. He's combining that it's possible only when it's which making a shtickle gazeldik, and well, then what difference does it make whether he has another job or not? Because if he has another job, then he probably never really uses it. But now that this is your professional gambler, he has nothing else he does, then probably then that's what he lives on. Once he already lives on that, he's eichel from this kuvya, which is a vak gazel, then now he becomes possible mirabanan. He's making a chant, it seems, a combination of a bunch of different svaris, which doesn't seem to be Rami Rechamba, doesn't seem to be Rosh Hashas, doesn't seem to be Tanakama, doesn't seem to be Rabbi Yehuda. Like, what's going on over here? And it's not like what Rama says in Hilchos Gezeilah, that it is Gezel. This Rama is not talking straight away, well, there's no issue of Gezel, it's just the new concept of Rabbi Yehuda, because he keeps on saying from the very beginning, Kol Oivral Gezel Shad Reim, right? The Oichel Gezel Shad Avak Gezel. So he's making some kind of combination over here. This is the challenge, the difficulty in understanding what is this Rambam's, what is the Rambam Shita in the Sugya.
He's learning Amasai as a Hesper, right? As a, not a Chul, it's not quite like you it's one. Of course, it's a rule, but
that's the Machlokes, Rami Rechama and Rav Sheshes. Rami Rechama understands the Tanakama, Rav Yehuda's arguing the Tanakama, and Rav Sheshes says, no, Amasai, Bamea, and Wail of the Farish. That's where Rav Sheshes is coming from. Now, Rav Sheshes seems to be saying that I disagree with Rami Rechama as far as saying that it's a gezel. And the Rambam in Hilchos Gezeilah is positive that it's gezel, and even Hilchos Eidos also is mashmash that it's gezel midereyim. So he seems to be saying that he's positive like Rami Rechama, and yet he's still saying that it's Einu Oseik only if it has no other business or profession other than this. So there are two ways to learn Pshat in the Rambam. One way to learn Pshat in the Rambam is I brought over here from the Chiddush Iran, is to say understand that Rav Sheshes in principle agrees to Rami Rechama that really it's an issue of a smachta and it's an issue of Mirabanan. Or maybe if it's not a smachta, it's a new issue which the Rambam calls that taking money that he was unearned, it was only come derech schok v'hitul harezer gezel. But in some way, he understands there's also a gezel on it. But if it's gezel mid rabbanon, why does that make him possible be'edus mid rabbanon? Because people don't understand that there's anything wrong with this. He gave it to me willingly. What should be wrong with that? The Gemara says that svara by a chamson, that a person forces a sale, and even upon a threat of a life, said, I'm buying this thing for you, I'll pay you the fair value for it, but I want your house. Let's get a market value, I'll slap the money on the table and I'm taking it or else. So you sell it to me. So a forced sale like that, the Gemara says you're over on Lo Sachmaid, which is Hamas, and really should be Pasolatus. But Lo Sachmaid below Dami Mashul Inshi. People don't think that it's Usser if you're paying for it. More beginning by Mazia. They think it's only Usser if you rob or thief, steal without paying at all, but when you pay for it, so I paid for it. What's wrong with that? That's how people think. They're wrong. You are over the Sachba, you are over the Hamas, it is in the Sederaisa, and you should be Pasul. But since people don't think like that, then they're not Pasul Eidus. Pasul Eidus has to be, knowingly I go do an Avera because I want to gain money, then likewise I'll be willing to take money to go and say Eidus Sheker. But over here, because people don't think there's anything wrong with it, but they do understand to get paid to testify false testimony is wrong, losana, that they don't have any kind of alibi to whitewash that, and therefore that will not make them bustle. So likewise over here, although the truth is that this is gezel midivrehem, but people aren't such a blumdunim the Yetzirah is a bigger lamb, and he tells them all kinds of lamdas why it's okay. And therefore they say it's okay. Once you think that it's okay, then it doesn't make him puzzle. And therefore, although in Hilchos Gzeila the Rambam passing that's a gezel b'divrehem, but in Hilchos Eidos says that's not going to be enough to make him puzzle le'edus, just because of how he's over an Isser, because people don't realize that. But when he has nothing else he does with life other than this, then that's a reason to make him puzzle, because now he's too deeply involved with this kind of affair of this avak gezel, and who knows what else that'll bring him to do too. Doesn't explain, like Rashi says, that it's Eino Yari Chait because he doesn't do anything worthwhile in his life. He explains a little bit differently because he's so stuffed with Gezel that he now becomes a Chashad on other kinds of Gezel too. The Rambam, therefore, is posketing that in principle, like Rami Bar Chama, it is Gezel. And maybe Rav Sheshes even agrees to that too. So to accommodate, either Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, Kol Kai Gavna Lav Gezel, Lav Vesmachtahi. That's why the Gra takes those words out. That's one way to do it, according to the Gra, is to make that the Rambam didn't have that Gersa.
Rashi doesn't learn like
no,
that.
No, Rashi doesn't learn
that. Rashi learns that he says beferish that according to Rav Sheshes looks
Elohi. That's right. And the Rashi Pashal go like Tosha to say that it's Mutter. Right? The Rambam is not going to go like Rashi.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
Alternatively, you could learn, not like the Ran, you could learn that the Rambam is talking constantly like Rami Bar Chama. That there's a machlekes Rami Bar Chama against Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says the kol kai gavna lava smachtahi, and you have gemiras because there's nothing to be tied on. Rami Bar Chama holds the kai gavna is a smachtahi. In that machlekes between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes, we pass on Rami Bar Chama that is gezel, and we pass on that Rav Yehuda is not explaining, but he's arguing on the Tanakhama, right? When he argues on the Tanakhama, because the Gemara says halacha k'Rav Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda is explaining Tanakhama, there's no machlekes, then you don't have to say halacha b'klal depliki. If you have a man number that says which way do we paskin, means that there's machlekes over here. So in that we pass into the whole like Rami Bar Chama that really it is gezel according to Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda's arguing. Well, why is it Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Is Rabbi Yehuda arguing like Tosva says because I hold is not gezel like Rav Sheshes says? No, Rabbi Yehuda's not Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Yehuda's a Tana. Rav Yehuda is saying, I grant you that is gezel, Tanakhama. But I say that doesn't make you puzzle it is because lo mashal lo inchi like that. And a ride to that, amongst other places, is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chaf Beis, where the Gemara says that the people that are Batsachi B'kuvya are puzzled to say Eidus on the Kiddush HaChadesh. The us of the Gemara over there says, Mish over there says that they're puzzled Eidus, Mirabanan. And the Gemara, just skipping the Rashi right now, just go to the Gemara at the end of that paragraph, Rosh Hashanah, Gemara, Ha Ishak Sheira Law, Zaklal, the Mishnah ends. Call Eidah She'ena Ishak Sheira Law, whenever and a woman cannot say Eidah, so it's like Ben Kiddush HaChadesh, Avhein Eidah Sheira Law, they're not allowed to say Eidah, Masach Makuvi, Ma'avi, Rubis, Mefrichi Yonim, and these people are not allowed to say Eidah either whenever Isha can't say Eidah. Ha Ishak Sheira Law, but when Isha is allowed to say Eidah, Avhein Sheira Law, there, let's say, by Erechanim Bisurim, they could tell you that the food is kosher. Omra Vashi, listen to how Gemara concludes, Zosa Meres, Gazlan Didivrehim, a Gazlan Midrabanan, is Ksherim La Eidos Isha, could say Eidos for Isha, let's say to see the base Bala. Now, Ravashi over here is the Maskonas, the end of the Amarayim, and he's saying this is a Gazlan Didivrehim. If we pass on, like Tosis learns, like Rabbi Yehuda, or like Rav Sheshes, that he's not a Gazlan Didivrehim. It's a new psul of Eidos that Eidos Yubishi, which always not a Yerichet. Very nice. But it's not a Gazlan Devarim. Ravashi over here says it's a Gazlan Devarim. Zog the Rambam that the Tanakhama holds that it's Gazlan Rami Bar Chama, and that you see that Ravashi agrees with him. And we hold also that the Rav Sheshes, like Rami Bar Chama, that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama, not explaining him, because the Gemara says halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if they're explaining that you don't have halacha. And why is Rabbi Yehuda arguing? It's not that he's saying, I deny that it's Gazlan. Rashi says it is a Gazlan. But I hold that wouldn't make him possible for Eidos, because lo mashal lo inshi, people don't understand like that to possible Eidos. And therefore the Rambam paskins that his taka is a iser of Gezel, at least dealing with Yidden. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. And therefore Rav Avadya Zal says in the Abia Eimer, that for a Sephardi that has to follow the halachas of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, then such betting with Yidden, not with Goyim, but with Yidden, would be an Isser of Gezim and Debraim, as Usser to do. And he includes in that also the Mifal HaPayas. While we spoke last week, there's number as far as why to say that maybe that could be Mutter, but we have to have that in context of the Sugya, which I think now we understand about it that much better. Okay, and the other sheet is just your take-home souvenir of the concept of Ma'ishav Leis No Yashav, and very important, you have to add on to it, Gemara and Gedushin, Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, says it Mefurish, that this is Ma'ishav Leis No Yashav, by the case of Mazak Makuvia.